I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show is going to be jam-packed with information, and also I'll be sharing some information about what's really going on this planet that you're not going to hear anywhere else. Plus, we'll be getting into some further updated disinformation provided by information from Tigetan Pleiadians, as well as we'll be getting into more advanced analysis of COVID by Dr. Annika of Temer from Tigetan Pleiades. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick the program off in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or a mantra repetition. Kind of sets the tone for the rest of the evening. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Hari Om.
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari 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 Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
Shanti.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. If you're a new listener to ET Yoga, I guess I could share with you that my other teachers were Paramahansa Yogananda and Sri Ramana Maharshi. All three of these great men were one of the most renowned yoga masters on the planet. And since that time, the whole world's been my teacher. And I'd like to take this opportunity to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. Thank God there are people out there who can resonate with the frequency that's being put out on this program. Speaking of, I would also invite you to contact me concerning any questions you have about information I present on this program. You can always contact me at paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. And you can also hear the archives of this program that are usually up at about Tuesday or Wednesday after the Saturday broadcast. And you can either go to BBS Radio, ET Yoga, and when you get to that page, you can scroll down and find the archives, or you can go to my website at etyoga.com. On the main page is a button there called Radio Archives, and hit that one button, and it'll take you to the archives. No strings attached, no charges, and if you'd like to take your time going over the information, it's a great way to do it. Also, I also appreciate your suggestions concerning program content, and nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes utilizing ideas, concepts, and techniques that you pick up on this program. So make my day. I'll now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, mainstream media, and technology to the best of your ability, given your particular circumstance. Now, in preparing for tonight's program, it's going to be start off with a little bit of further related updates of disinformation that's going on. It's kind of funny that about three programs ago, I spotted what I intuitively felt was some disinformation coming from Dr. Sala and Elena Danin concerning some meetings that were allegedly taking place on one of the Ganymede, one of the moons of Jupiter. And what I had a problem with was the spin of what information took place there. At that point in time, I didn't have the capacity to check the credibility of the fact of if the meeting actually took place. But since that time, I have. And in point of fact, there are at least two Pleiadians from the Taygeta system, Swaru and Anika of Temur, who are aboard a Pleiadian craft that are in orbit around Earth as we speak. And they are communicating via a group on the planet called Cosmic Agency. And I highly recommend them as a source of information, because so many sources out there at the moment are really giving a lot of disinformation. And according to the Pleiadians regarding this alleged meeting on Ganymede, according to them, there's nobody on Ganymede, and there's no Ashtar command based there either. And in fact, the only beings that are on Jupiter or any of its moons are six-dimensional beings called Caristus. And that's K-A-R-I-S-T-U-S. So that puts a lot of doubt in my mind concerning whether there even was a meeting. And then further to that, more disinformation was spread that as the result of those meetings that the cabal is surrendering, and there's meetings down in Antarctica to solidify that process. And according to the Pleiadians, that's also a bunch of garbage and not happening. So if it comes down to sources here, I'll take Annika of Temer's opinion and Suarez, who is like what we would call a self-realized being from the Pleiades that's aboard that craft. That's what a Suaru is. And I'll take them as a source any day over some of the garbage that I'm hearing put out. And I might also add that Asiana Dean, who I know Carrie Cassidy is a big fan of, but I just listened to a video of hers spreading fear porn about Nibiru. And also, according to the Pleiadians who are in the spacecraft orbiting Earth, Nibiru is not in sight. And that even concurs with what Bashar said a few years ago, that people that are living in these times, you're never going to see Nibiru. So I guess we got a lot of conflicting information out there, and it's up to all of us to use our own discernment in terms of figuring out what resonates with us as true. That's true. But clearly, the Pleiadians are saying that Nibiru is nowhere. It's not a factor. And I might also point out the following, that to me, obviously, there's a concerted effort of disinformation to present the idea or concept that the cabal is being taken out. So there's no need for human population to take action. Also, the same idea is reinforced by the idea with that QAnon's putting out that Trump's coming back. So there's no need to do anything about that either. We're all waiting for the big savior to arrive. And also, there's a lot of BS out there about how easy it is to eliminate the graphene and the nano from the injections. And so you can cave in and take the jabs and fix it later. When in point of fact, according to the Pleiadians, this is irreversible. And the techniques that are out there, that are all over the place, people making money on products, would only have some very minimal effect because the damage is at the genetic cellular level. And I might add that Brad Johnson is one of those that kind of is putting out the concept that, you know, if you wish to get better, you get better. Kind of, it's no big deal if you took the jabs or not. And I'm very disappointed in him putting out that kind of information. And in fact, the Pleiadians would even call that, and have called that, even criminal, to suggest that that is a possibility. Now, they will admit that it is possible and that there's nothing in this universe that's totally incurable. But you'd have to be a Suaru to pull that off. So from a practical point of view, it's just ridiculous. Now, if you are one of those people and you're a listener to this program and you finally figured out or got forced into, so to speak, taking some of this crap, jabs, and you're looking for a way out, the best advice I can give you is go to Steve Noble on YouTube, find one of his meditations called Angelic Fire Transmission, and it will help you get assistance from archangels to identify, neutralize, and disperse nano in your system. Also, I do believe in the concept that this nano and graphene they put in your system, it's high technology, it's off-planet technology that is two-way. It can receive and send information. And to that extent, it's susceptible to frequency and intention. So I do believe in the concept that you could affect that graphene in your system and the nano as well by intending that the nano in your body go back to where it came from. And as well, Brad Johnson, in the last channeling that he did of Adranus did give a technique where you visualize a single cell in your body and isolate it and spend a couple of minutes isolating and getting in touch with a single cell in your body and then intending that it eliminates all the toxicity. All the toxicity is leaked out of that cell. And then you visualize that cell as being every cell in your entire body and visualize that all the cells in your body are eliminating all the toxicity. And the suggestion is to do that for about 5 minutes every day for 30 days and then see how things are. Those are two of the best suggestions that I know of, because at the end of the day, you do heal yourself. So those would be my suggestions. Now, continuing, there's also Brad's put out there that the 5G system is now under the control of the good guys. Well, when I'm through giving you the facts from the Palladian perspective about what's really going on this planet, you begin to start to wonder about who the good guys are. And I'm not buying that comment. In truth, what needs to be done is that all these 5G towers need to be taken down. And again, information... that came as a conclusion that the sum total of all this information is that nothing needs to be done because everything's being taken care of while the population's being sterilized, killed, and turned into cyborgs. So that's my take on the most current disinformation going on out there. Now I want to get to the big story, and the big story is that I haven't heard anywhere else, and if you have heard this information somewhere else, please email me and tell me where that is, because I'd like to know where that's coming from, because it sounds to me like a really good source of information. And here's the real scoop about what's going on, and this is according to a Tibetan Pleiadian, and again, it seems like the Tibetan Pleiadians are doing a great job with helping humanity at this time with proper information. And it's from a person called Te Wana Tawa from Tibetan Pleiades. And here's the information that this person puts out. The natural order of biological life in our universe is 5D. In this quadrant of our galaxy, there are only 10 planets that have a 3D density vibrational frequency. This is the current human experience, and Earth is now the battlefield of mind-controlled perception. At these times, there are powerful, regressive entities that are waging war with one another for control of this planet. The bounty for the victors is control of humanity. The war is not new. It has been waging for tens of thousands of years on and off this planet, in and outside of our solar system. The darkest regressive entities have either been residing on this planet or visiting it for many millions of years and consider it to be theirs. And I'm sure they're referring here, to the Alpha Draconians. With reference to the darkest regressive entities, the Archons, Draconians, and Alpha Draconians, with their deterministic timeline using their regressive dominant frequencies, energizing human fear, their desired outcome places humanity on a course into oblivion. These are highly intelligent beings with technology unimaginable by present humanity. They feed off both human flesh with their fearful energy, which they call Lush, terrorizing their victims before consuming them alive. You may be familiar with one of these cover stories, Satanic Rituals, and accounts for millions of people disappearing every year, including our children, and are behind human trafficking. These regressive mainly reside in enormous subterranean caverns with entry points spread around our planet. The Clintons, Obamas, the Bush dynasties, together with the Vatican and the British royal family, to name just a few, are their incarnated into human form cohorts or henchmen who help carry out their destructive ideas. Globally, they have been given the name Cabal. These are not the only regressive. These are only a few of them. There are many more. These additional non-terrestrial entities have formed an alliance who also dislike desire to control the planet and feed off the energy of human fear. They are now battling each other for control of Earth and human perception through mind control. Donald Trump is being manipulated by the latter, not so regressive entities, the alliance. This war is now waging on the surface of the planet, and humanity has been locked down, home detention, under the guise of social isolation over a non-existent so-called harmful virus, coronavirus version 19. All this while, they attempt to take the tactical advantage by removing key personnel on both sides. The cabal has been gaining a great advantage using high technology and off-planetary assistance. The Galactic Federation of Planets have been limiting this tactical advantage, attempting to even up and balance the battle evenly without breaking the protocols of non-interference. From a 3D perspective, humanity appears to be the victims of hostilities. However, for a more expanded awareness, souls have incarnated into this arena to experience global ascension of Earth from 3D back into 5D, the natural biological density of thousands of millions of species throughout our universe. So Earth is in a huge mess and has been that way for the last 12,500 years when the Galactic Federation installed the current lunar matrix that trapped the regressives on Earth. Prior to this event, the Galactic Federation had been battling for thousands of years in and beyond our solar system. This battle resulted in the destruction of life on the surface of Venus and Mars, in addition to total destruction of the planet called Tiamat that some call Maldek. That is now our asteroid belt. The regressives had lured the Galactic Federation, mainly the Pleiadian defense forces, onto Tiamat. That was a water-covered planet that would have made a perfect headquarters and stronghold for the regressive reptilian races, the result of which the Pleiadians detonated a nuclear device that destroyed Tiamat. Meantime, the lunar frequency generator would prevent the reptilians' escape. Up until this time, Earth was lower 5D. However, once the frequency generator was powered up, Earth was locked down into a narrow frequency band, the limits of which is the Van Allen belt. The dominant frequencies generated by the lunar matrix prevent ascension back into the natural biological state at 5D. When the lunar matrix was installed, there were many Lyran descendants from both Atlantis and Lemuria that were also trapped on Earth inside the 3D matrix, many of which have been reincarnated and are starseeds. To recap, the Cabal's plan is to reduce the human race by at least 95% and control and harvest the remainder, keeping them in absolute fear and terror and survival mode. The Alliance's intention is to have a global financial reset that would seem to favor humanity. Also, their intention is to vaccinate or inoculate the masses before the home detention blockade is lifted. Bill Gates' technology, Agenda 21. Indeed, the global movement as well as national movement would require a new style visa for future global and national travel. Do not under any circumstances be vaccinated. It will eventually kill you. The vaccinations contain nanobot technology and small amounts of monoatomic mercury. The mercury causes dissonance in your ADMA or soul connection, and the nanobots respond to the very harmful 5G telecommunications network that is military grade. The Alliance intention is to install a new one world order and have humanity existing only as debt slaves and their life controlled in every respect, removing all human rights. According to this person, there are only four probable outcomes that are available to humanity at this time. Number one, the cabal defeats the Alliance and Agenda 21 is implemented. The human race is reduced to that of millions who live in abject fear and terror and ultimately face oblivion. Outlook number two, the Alliance defeats the cabal and a new one world order is installed where humanity is placed into debt slavery and all human rights are removed. Three, for the starseed, humans with a soul, to raise their creative conscious manifestation awareness and create a new and uplifted reality where Earth has transcended all these limitations and ascends back into a 5D reality. And four, the Galactic Federation, for the first time in recent months, is considering intervention. This means that their battleships and high technological warships would descend through our atmosphere to various parts of our planet and remove the hostile activities. This sounds a good option. However, on close analysis, should this option occur, millions of lives would be lost with much suffering. Both the cabal and the Alliance, through mind control, will convince the masses that Earth is under attack and an invasion is occurring. This is the same mind control that they are exercising over humanity with the coronavirus. Only a few days ago, for the first time, the Galactic Federation have sent large numbers of their military tactical teams into the underground caverns and have started removing key entities. Donald Trump has recently sent into Europe another 20,000 troops with uranium-depleted missiles to gain access to some of the surface reptilian compounds. In contradiction to the blockade and home detention, they have free movement all over Europe, and as you may have guessed from the nature of this information, with no coronavirus protection at all. And I might point out that there might be another possibility not mentioned here, because in listening to a lot of QHHT hypnosis transcripts, These are regressive hypnotists that were trained by Dolores Cannon. Many people have talked about there might come a point in time when there's kind of the information's coming out about what's going on now. They're losing the narrative, and it's kind of like a crack in the dam. But as the dam keeps weakening, sooner or later, the truth could come gushing forth to the extent that there's large-scale pushback. And according to people under regressive hypnosis that are talking about before, after, and during the solar flash, this flash comes at a point in time when before things get out of hand. So that's another possibility I can throw out there. Bottom line is big mess on Earth, and it's a heads I win, tails you lose scenario. Which if you start putting all the dots together, which I've kind of done over the past few days since getting this information, makes total sense to me. So there's nobody out there coming to really fix things. In my opinion, there's no good guys either that are involved with two regressive groups. Maybe the Alliance is a lesser of the two evils. also want to pass on to you information, further information from a Dr. Anika of Temer, also a Tibetan Pleiadian. And she states that graphene does become activated in the presence of the signal from such an electromagnetic communication field as 5G, because the graphene uses or is powered by the bioelectrical field of the inoculated person. And the Pleiadians have been using electromagnetic pulses and sending it into the graphene to neutralize it as a test. And apparently this works, but so far only as long as the pulse is continuous. Only seconds later, it reverts back to its original condition. The nanographene also has an 8-digit code, which proves it is not just like a license plate for identification, but rather for transmitting and receiving instructions. It transmits the ID of the inoculated, its geolocation position, its biomedical information in detail, environmental microphone functions, the status of the genetic change process that the nanographene is performing, and other systems of telepathic communication and modification and control of behavior at a total level, even voice of God. The subject is guided in his or her way of thinking and even what he or her should think. The technology is also being used without inoculation to disperse crowds or to create crowds. It depends on the people, whether they allow this to continue or not, or fight for their freedom. And that's from Tibetan Pleiades, Anika. Further, if there, she's asked by a medical doctor, if there's no virus, what's the cause of healthy people getting sick today? Conveniently attributed to the SARS-CoV-2. And apparently, electromagnetic radiation is a possibility. And this doctor asked, is electromagnetic radiation a possibility? And the Pleiadians say yes, being caused by artificial and viral exosomes or artificial cause detonation activated by electromagnetic frequencies, whether or not they are of the 5G class. Since our laboratories have detected the presence of what kind of technology within the misnamed SARS-CoV-19 vaccine, we see it as highly possible, to the extent that we see it as a certainty, that the pandemic controllers are activating their nanotechnology in groups of people or even individuals in regions chosen by them for whatever reason in order to test the functioning of the system. Further, we're also seeing the ability to alter unvaccinated subjects using the transfer or contagion of technology between the inoculated and uninoculated, coupled with the prior presence of such technology that has been ingested and breathed by the general population for many years in preparation for the introduction of inoculations that use the SARS-CoV-2 concept as an excuse to use fear as a method of pressing the general population to accept them. There is also environmentally acquired graphene in countless products, processed foods, and chemtrails. Prolonged and repeated exposure to electromagnetic radiation is sufficient to cause severe clinical states corresponding to the symptomatology and symptoms attributed to SARS-CoV-2. Prolonged exposure to Wi-Fi, high voltage cables will also cause physical deterioration, weaknesses, and diseases of all kinds that can be interpreted as inexplicable and that are attributed to SARS-CoV-2. And by the way, they continue that death by physician themselves, and by the way, there's a specific term for this, and you can look this one up. It's called iatrogenic death. That's I-A-T-R-A-G-E-N-I-C, iatrogenic death. Or medical malpractices are the third leading cause of death in the United States alone, third after cardiovascular disease and cancer, and that's using their own data. As an example, this is according to the Palladians, medications to lower cholesterol, which in many cases causes death, not to mention the criminal use of radiotherapies and chemotherapies that only aggravate the cancers, and the removal of many malignant tumors that during the surgical process only spread the cancer to the surrounding healthy tissues with no investigation as to the original cause. They are the very cause of not only plandemia, but also of almost all other problems, conditions, and pathologies, whether typical or atypical or inexplicable, that are attributed to the presence of a false SARS-CoV-2. Yes, the technology can be transmitted via kissing, breastfeeding, sexual relations, and airborne, but usually not a factor within a 2-meter range. And this report from Annika of Tamar goes on to say that in answering a question, does the nanobot have the ability to self-replicate within the host? And the answer is a completely different species will be formed. Graphene is the vehicle or substance that creates or manufactures or contains very advanced nanotechnology that can remotely alter specific genes in each person and replace them with new ones to create hybridization and artificial alteration, not only of entire populations, but specific people. They can give soldiers and workers abilities of greater strength and endurance, take away those abilities once they are discarded. They can give superior intelligence abilities to scientists working for them, but totally under their control, as they can also control the feelings and thoughts of each person, leaving them in a completely robotic state or leaving them in a state of feeling that they have control over their lives when in fact everything is being controlled by the cabal or the entities that take the earth as theirs, leaving certain sectors of the population to choose to go on with their lives in a new civilization unaware of the control exercised over them. However terrible as it is, what I describe, this is according to Annika, I do not see it so different from what is happening on Earth since long before the appearance of all this, but I can assure you that their intentions are a total destruction of the planetary society and culture with absolute control over the population of their choice and the elimination of the surplus that they see as useless. Some sectors of the population are already being activated, and it is not even a chip per se. All the graphene, when incorporated into the cells, turns the whole body into a huge chip. It is the whole body that emits the data to the 5G, not a nanochip inside. Whoever controls the frequencies that in turn control the nano graphene will control what the graphene does. You have to take over the system itself. What mankind can do is to take down 5G and similar phone systems because it also reacts to other frequency ranges. With some, they would already defer the system. They also lose control over points on a map that have no coverage. It is also possible to neutralize the emitting frequencies with other frequencies set to the opposite destructive frequencies. Large EMPs would destroy the electronics of the antennas. And if it doesn't have to be very big to destroy an antenna, that may be the solution. EMPs as big as you can make them with car batteries. That would destroy an antenna if activated below. Put the EMP under the antenna and activate it and then leave and it is destroyed. in theory at least, just that you can't take the EMPs there by car. It'll be fried, too, unless it is an older car with nothing electronic, just platinum distributor or physical contacts, no electronic ignition and gravity carburetor. So there you have it, the complete report from Annika of Temmer. And I might add that it's all consistent with the original information there about these two regressive forces, Alliance and the Cabal, fighting over humanity. So a heck of a mess, definitely for sure. And I also want to share with you, because I've shared this information before, but this whole thing about technology that everybody's, you know, addicted to their cell phones, and AI works through cell phones. And there's been multiple reports, if you do some searching on the internet, which I have, and I've seen a scientist tell us that there's a consciousness working through your cell phone. And those that are addicted are more influenced by it. And it also, it seems to explain to me some really unusual behaviors that some people have. Like you talk to them for months and months and months, and they're totally against taking the jab. And they understand that it disconnects you from the soul. They understand that it turns you into a cyborg, and that this smart dust and graphene and nanobots information, this is all in, it's a signal and receiver system that reports to a computer program that can that turns you into a cyborg. They get this, they talk about it, and then all of a sudden, inexplicably, they go and get vaccinated. I have no other explanation for that. I don't know if you're experiencing this with people that you know, but I've seen it in multiple cases, and it's very perplexing to me. And the only explanation I can come up with is that these people are, in point of fact, addicted to their technology in the cell phone. This is the AI. In fact, I said more than 2 years ago on ET Yoga that AI already took over. Only thing you're seeing is the rollout. And what is the rollout? The 5G. And the 5G is connected with the coronavirus. And there is no virus. And if you understand what a virus really is, which our modern medical people do not, because a virus is created by each individual. It's the result of your body creating toxicity to eliminate the toxicity in your system. And by doing so, you then exhibit the symptoms of a virus. That's why there can't be a vaccine for a virus. Because, and by the way, this coronavirus has never been isolated. In all the autopsies that have been done, there's no trace of any virus. What exists is the nanobot technology that's been sprayed in the chemtrails, that's been spread through the vaccines and spread through the PCR testing, and all this kind of this is how it gets spread. It's not the virus. It's a nanotechnology, and the consciousness of COVID-19 describes itself, because I've heard it. It's calls itself nanobot COVID-19. It is a nanotechnology. That's what it really is. And it's about time a lot of people understand that there's no virus, but they also don't understand that it doesn't mean that there isn't something out there making people sick, and that's the nanotechnology. And if you look at the real truth out there, vast majority of the people that are in hospitals now are vaccinated. These vaccines do not protect you from anything. They have no positive health benefit at all, other than for convenience or to meet somebody else's mandate. That's the only thing that they do. They don't do, only thing they do is destroy you, destroy your immune system. This mRNA technology destroys your immune system. That's why people are going to be getting AIDS from taking these shots. They're going to be getting cancers. They're going to be getting mental disorders, including the prions and the spike proteins that produce mad cow disease. They're going to be mentally screwed. And this is what's going on the planet. And further to that, from Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak, Pleiadians, again, we recommend strongly you get rid of your television sets. They're the primary tool used to manipulate your consciousness on a day-to-day basis. This experiment is so finely tuned that you respond subliminally to disease via the television. So there is an entire generation that's killing itself by watching television and supporting the medical society while they're doing it. And by the way, even Carrie Cassidy thinks that, oh, TV is good because the good information is, you know, outweighs any negatives. Well, check this out. Sometimes liberating information is broadcast, perhaps even a New Age show. However, you may watch such a television show about how uplifted and unlimited you can be. Well, subliminally, you're being hit with a frequency that keeps you from original thinking. This subliminal keeps you immobilized and holds you in a survive, arrive, be on time, be silent, go to work society. Television also promotes inactivity and a sedentary, obese lifestyle. Look around you. Wake up, humans. Most of the subliminals on television are done through technology that was developed in connection with off-planetary beings. The use of subliminals to upset human consciousness has become a worldwide program. If you think about the houses that have 2, 3, and 4 televisions in them, you must agree that this has been a very successful marketing program. Some people who know about the subliminals on television feel that they are immune to them. However, the effects of television are so permeating that no matter how clear you say you're going to be, you cannot counterbalance what the technology is presently doing to your vibrational frequency. As a matter of fact, if you really want to evolve, do not read your newspapers, do not listen to the radio, do not watch television, and if you're able to be media free for periods of time, you disengage yourself from the frequency of chaos and anxiety and stress and hustle bustle and temptations of all kinds that you don't need. You begin to get clear, you begin to listen to what's going on inside of yourself and to live in the world and not necessarily be lost in it. You become clear. We cannot emphasize this enough. Electronics also jam your frequency. Plus, as we have said, many of them are designed to create static so that you will always stay at a certain vibratory rate, turning you into safe, harmless, inactive cattle. And I think if you don't get it, I don't know. I tossed my TV 20 years ago. I have a laptop. I can watch movies. I'll buy cassettes or something to if I want to watch something, but I'm not going to pay to be brainwashed. And I guess it's getting about that time in the program to wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, abundance, and success in the ascension process. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the Who Am I technique. And the reason that I get into sharing that is because it was such a powerful technique for me. And I first learned about it through an article that was in a newspaper called the Georgia Strait in Vancouver, British Columbia. And it was an article written by Baba Ram Dass and gave this technique. And I did a technique and bang, went right through the doorway. It's just amazing. And then after that, subsequently, I found a book by Sri Ramana Maharshi called The Path of Self-Knowledge, and found out that this great being, it was so ripe that the first time that he did the technique, he went through the doorway but stayed there. I stayed there for a while, almost a week, but came back to third density in the matrix, and that's been kind of like the inspirational point to try and find other beings on the planet that knew how to progress in the area of consciousness, or what I call consciousness completion. And back in those days, outside of Baba Ram Dass, I didn't know anybody who knew about self-realization. And then I got turned on to Paramahansa Yogananda and took a few years of courses from Self-Realization Fellowship, then got connected with Sri Swami Satchidananda from the Integral Yoga Institutes. This whole technique has really been the foundation of my spiritual journey. And so the idea here is to place your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? In fact, another technique that Ramana Maharshi teaches is this: you can ask the question, who am I, like incessantly all day long, because it destroys other thoughts. And the bottom line here is you ask the question, who am I, and do it once or twice or whatever's comfortable. But the main thing is get to the highest place you know how to get to, and then become that spot in the center of your forehead, and then you state the following: I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.